control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. To start things out here tonight, there's a pretty disturbing story that is out on ABC News, and I thought it was worth talking about here. I don't really know if it's even unexpected at this point, but this might catch some of you by surprise. According to ABC News, crime-fighting beats privacy in public places. Americans, by nearly a 3-to-1 margin, support the increased use of surveillance cameras. A measure decried by some civil libertarians, like us here on Free Talk Live, but credited in London with helping to catch a variety of perpetrators since the early 1990s. Now, it should be pointed out here that, before we go on with the story, that in London, the crime rate is crazy. The crime is just out of control in London, and
I wonder why.
Aren't doing a damn thing.
It's probably, well, the cameras have lowered violent crime to some extent, but violent crime increased when they outlawed guns.
Yeah, not much.
So if they just let people have their guns, they wouldn't have never had to put in these cameras. Now, these cameras are going to cost millions and millions and millions of dollars to install and run.
Your dollars.
Yeah, don't forget that there's going to have to be a bureaucrat, you know, a police officer watching every single one of these cameras, unless they're going to have some kind of motion detectors on them, unless they're going to have some kind of sonic net gunshot detecting system where they're going to know where a bullet's going. Because otherwise, somebody has to watch all of these cameras all of the time, or they're going to be able to look back and clean up the mess. But that's really what cops do. They don't stop crime. They clean up messes. It's a deterrent to criminals from committing crimes in that they might get caught because of, you know, recorded footage or whatever. But then they wear masks and hats and all kinds of stuff that makes them unidentifiable. You know, and the thing that these cameras assume is that the government is a benevolent, good organization that only has your best interests at heart.
Right.
And
who's watching the watchers?
It really is true.
Who's to say a bureaucrat that's monitoring these cameras won't be, say, a politically connected bureaucrat who is going to monitor the opposition party to, you know, get some dirt on them in order to win the next election? Or maybe somebody in the corporate world who is going to steal some business secrets or something like that. Now, we're talking about outdoor public place cameras, but nonetheless, these are all real possibilities.
Now, remember, the Japanese-Americans that were interned before and during World War II, they were found by their census data. That's how they found these people.
Were they checked off Japanese on the census?
I don't know that they checked it off, but they did go after Japanese surnames. I don't know that they necessarily filled out the information at that time. But it's pretty clear when a guy's last name is Yokohama, you know, where he's from. So that's how they found these people. And, you know, you say it can happen here in America.
It already has.
It did. And if you don't think it can happen here in America, ask the American Indians. Ask young black men how they feel they're treated currently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government is generally a benevolent organization, but it's not to everyone.
No, it's not.
Well, to me it is. It doesn't bother me, generally. It just takes my money.
Just because there's a gang out there that's not bothering you at any given moment, Mark, doesn't make them a benevolent organization.
You're right.
It just makes you lucky.
Okay. The terminology should have been, I've been lucky. They have not bothered me. I'm in the majority.
You're a white male, and you drive a nice car.
Yeah. Well, I drive a crappy car because I'm driving my wife's, but still.
In general. You only
She's
drive that
driving
car
a darn nice car.
Right. And in fact, we're going to give you some interesting breakdowns of these poll results, because they broke it down by race and they broke it down by education and that sort of thing. But first, the stunning statistic: given the chief arguments pro and con, a way to help solve crimes versus too much of a government intrusion in privacy, it isn't even close. 71% of Americans favor the increased use of surveillance cameras in public places, while 25% oppose it. London's surveillance network, known as the Ring of Steel, is said to have aided in the capture of suspects, including those accused of an attempted bombing in June. A similar system is coming to New York City, which plans 100 new surveillance cameras in downtown Manhattan by year's end, and 3,000, both public and private, by 2010. Now, the unspoken assumption in that plan is that the government will somehow be interfacing with your private cameras. See, there's already businesses in New York City that rightfully have put up video cameras on their premises. And I want to make it clear that That's A-OK with me. I don't feel threatened by Walmart or Target or whoever having a whole ream of cameras up in their store. Doesn't bother me one iota, because I understand the reason why those are there. Those cameras aren't going to be used against me by Target's loss control department. Those cameras are there to protect the store, to protect the customers in the store from thieves and from other situations. And that's okay, because if you stop thieves, then that means that their costs don't go up and they can keep their prices as low as possible. So there are very concrete, understandable reasons for having private video cameras. But that's, again, this is about public cameras. And in the case of public cameras, cameras on street corners, cameras out in public, 71% of Americans are for this concept.
Well, you said something about they're going to be hooking into these private cameras.
Right.
Now, that's really scary, because then the government can go in and see what you're buying in the store. They're already having you fill out things if you're buying too much stuff. If they're able to follow you around and see what you're buying in the store, that's really scary.
That is, that's what I believe to be the case, but I haven't seen anything really concrete on that yet.
Okay.
Because they're talking about, well, we're going to have 3,000 cameras, both public and private. And it sounds like they want to sort of hook in to existing private cameras. Not sure if that's how it's going to pan out. Maybe they won't do that right away. Maybe that'll be for down the line sometime. But nonetheless, Chicago and Baltimore also plan expanded surveillance systems as well. Critics, including the ACLU, have opposed the systems, arguing they invade privacy and could be used to track innocent people. You think? Nonetheless, majority support for surveillance cameras crosses political, ideological, and population groups, albeit with differences in degree. Seniors are the most apt to support the increased use of these cameras, with under 30s the least so. Now, isn't that interesting? Wouldn't you think that it'd be the other way around, at least as far as, since the government controls the education system in this country, and they've been progressively getting sort of more and more socialist and more effective at indoctrinating young people in America, wouldn't you think that the young people in America would be just as likely to support the cameras?
I don't know. The old people have been around this government so long, they've had longer to be indoctrinated. Maybe not as hardcore in their younger school age days, but they've been indoctrinated through all their lives, collecting their Social Security, Medicare, all that good stuff that they've been getting from the government. I think that they're probably more apt because they've been indoctrinated longer, been under its powers longer.
Maybe the case. Also, again, they were questioning the respondents in regards to the point they made on the pro argument was that it will help solve crimes. And of course, I think lowering crime is probably a pretty popular concept among the oldster population.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
Maybe a lot of young people are not necessarily criminals, but criminals by law, in that they smoke marijuana or do some other crime that isn't really harming anybody else, and maybe that's affecting the way they're thinking on this issue. Love to hear what you think as far as the discrepancies here. Why old people are more likely to support the increased use of public cameras at 800-259-9231. Republicans are more likely to support it than Democrats. Women more likely to support it than men. Maybe that's because of the whole protect, women in general, sort of, this is a stereotype, okay? They are looking for protection, right? They want a man that will protect them. In this case, they want the government to protect them. Well, this is why we see so few women in the libertarian movement, because it's just, it leaves defense up to you, and that's kind of scary.
That and, the whole, women generally don't like guns as much as men do.
This one's really interesting. Higher educated people more than less educated. Now, of course, by educated, they mean how long you've stayed in the government school system from elementary all the way up through college. So the longer you've stayed in the system, the more likely you are to support cameras. That's interesting.
Makes sense.
So there's a little bit more on this story. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. Bring up whatever you want, your analysis, if you'd like to chime in on this this surveillance issue. I can't say I'm really shocked or surprised. Almost 3/4 of Americans want to be surveilled more by the government. Yikes. Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing, On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson from Midas. July 31st, 2007, gold 665 40 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 686.87, 338.90 for half, 169.45 for quarter. That's 686.87, 338.90, 169.45. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? The tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct the posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site for free. We've got archives. An entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the website for your downloading convenience at FreeTalkLive.com. So do enjoy those on us. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. 800-259-9231. We're talking about a study scientific study done by ABC News that has found not totally unexpected results, but some of, you know, this might be so surprising to some of you that are relatively new to this program.
It's a warning, if nothing else.
That is that 71% of Americans are in favor of increased use of surveillance cameras by the government in public places. So it's very important to differentiate between government surveillance and private property surveillance. So they're in favor of government surveillance under the auspices of, it will help solve more crimes. I don't have anything to hide. Now, I don't actually have any quotes from any of the people that that answered the survey, but we do have a breakdown, statistical breakdown here that I found kind of interesting. We found that they found that seniors are more likely to support the cameras than under 30s. Republicans more likely than Democrats. Women more likely than men. Higher educated people more likely than less educated people. And I think that's kind of very interesting because it shows that just because you've been through higher education doesn't mean you're any more intelligent. It just means that you learned a few extra things about certain topics because the lower educated people, they get it on this issue. And here's one, whites more than African Americans. In fact, there's quite a discrepancy there. Let me get the actual numbers up from the survey. 63% of blacks support increased surveillance, while 73% of whites support increased surveillance. High school graduates or less, 64%. College graduates or higher, 74%. So a full 10-point disparities there. That's some pretty significant differences. Democrats, 66% support. Republicans, 81% support. Independents, 71%. Men, 66%. Women, 75%. People 65 plus 80%, and young people 61%. So there's almost a 20% difference there between young people and the oldsters. So if you want to comment on this, 800-259-9231, and the article just basically sums up what I just told you. So there you go. Your next-door neighbor, your friends at school, odds are good. They support increased use of government surveillance cameras.
And these cameras aren't actually going to stop crime. They may catch a criminal here or there, but it's just going to push the crime into somewhere where there's not a camera, whether it be in someone's house or a back alley somewhere. It's not actually going to stop any crime.
I like what Mark said the other day, and that is that it's just going to encourage more people to wear masks and disguise themselves.
Already the people that are in the age bracket for committing crime, and that is males 14 to 24, wear baseball caps. They wear them with flat bills, and they wear them off, cocked off to the side. Are you telling me that there can't be some other hat fashion that comes into play because it's practical?
Right.
I mean, practicality is kind of does drive fashion to some extent or another. I just say the sombreros will come into fashion or something. They're like.
Anyway, I think it's disturbing. I think it's expected. It really shows how effective the government brainwashing has been in this country, that we're all just, I mean, most people in America are ready to just bend over for the surveillance state. And if we allow this to happen, then what's the next step? Are they going to put cameras in your home? Because if they're all throughout the streets and people start committing crimes in people's houses...
Well,
then
the
what?
Criminals would have to have them first, and so they'll lay
exactly.
them down like that. And
felons will get them first.
What, right. The cameras in the home?
Yeah. It's been proposed in Houston.
I understand that it's proposed, but maybe on probation, but I'm a convicted felon. You're not putting a camera in my house.
Well, if we say we're going to put a camera in your house, we darn well will. Sir.
What happens if I break it?
Well, we're going to charge you with a crime. That's tampering with government property.
Sorry.
Vandalism.
Sorry. What if I put a box over it?
That's tampering. You have to allow it to monitor your home at all times.
Well, you can put me in jail now, bureaucrat.
Yeah, well, that's what they'll do.
That's what they're going to have to do.
Be monitored even more.
I'm going to be the first one on their news, on their news when they start putting these things in. A guy who's been free out of prison for 10 years, who's made a life for themselves, who has a loving wife, sorry, you're going to have to go ahead and ruin some families.
So, again, what's the next step, right? Because if cameras are out on the streets, inevitably, some politician is going to want to put it into people's homes.
Yeah, they will.
And not only that, but once cameras are in homes, then there's some pretty scary things that can happen, too. Because, this could also be an excuse to put cameras in homes, because presuming government continues on the path that it is on right now, and that is getting bigger, expanding, more intrusive than ever, we've got people that would like to make it so the government is in charge 100% of healthcare in this country. There is a large amount of people in America that support the concept of so-called universal health care.
And when the government and more and more now that we have health care is a major portion of the economy. Every time they tick it up a little bit, we got to help the old people. We have to help the poor people. We have to help the babies. We have to help, we have to help the minorities. Whatever it is that you have to help. Well, now whenever one of those people smokes, it affects my tax bill. Whenever one of those people eats a cheeseburger, it affects my tax bill.
Right. So what you could have is when the government totally gets in control of health care, which I hope that we never get to that day in this country, but I never really thought we'd get to the day when there were thousands of surveillance cameras on the streets. We're almost there. So once that happens, then the government's going to say, well, you're receiving federal tax dollars in order to take care of your health. So we're going to have to put a camera in your kitchen watching your refrigerator to make sure that you aren't, eating unhealthy things. And now, again, you think I'm exaggerating. You think this is impossible. It's very well possible. Maybe they'll start only with the obese. Your BMI is too large. You're going to have to get some cameras monitoring your home. We need to make sure you're exercising. You've got a mandatory exercise period during the daytime, 30 minutes a day. We will be watching. And if you are not exercising, we will come and put you in a re-education camp. Am I being extreme? Do you think this is totally impossible?
If we continue down the same path, that's the logical end of where we're going to end up.
That is correct. That's why we need to stop this right now. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Glenn, hello.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind, Glenn?
Hey, I wanted to comment on that survey.
Yeah.
Two thoughts. First, I doubt if there were many people who answered that survey from a principled privacy or civil liberty standpoint.
Of course not.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
If there were, they were in the 20% that don't want cameras.
Yeah. And secondly, I think the survey results reflect what I would call the fear factor. In that, who do you fear more? Do you fear the government more, or do you fear criminals more? And that the fact that lower educated, lower income, or younger people were against the cameras more than the elderly or the richer reflects that they have had more negative experiences with the police.
That's a great analyzation, and I really appreciate you bringing that up. It's absolutely the case. Thank you for that call, Glenn. 800-259-9231. I believe him.
But I have to say that's a pretty correct analysis.
On the way here, your calls, Justin and Tim, will get to you. Ladies come first if you make the call, girls. 800-259-9231. Also, there's a question being asked about the helicopter crash you might have heard about in the news earlier this week that I find absolutely absurd, and I can't even believe people are seriously considering it. We'll talk about that here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Let's go right to the phones and to the fun. Talk to, it is Tim in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Tim, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Super. Good. What's on your mind?
All righty. I just discovered you guys on the web. I'm just surfing and I found you guys.
Congratulations, Tim.
Little background. I'm a lib, but I'm not a bleeding heart lib. There's a difference.
Okay.
I
live in the real world, huh?
Pardon me?
I said you live in the real world, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not against guns. I believe in the right to bear arms.
We'll challenge that on you.
African-American male out of the Detroit area.
Cool.
And about that surveillance thing, I got mixed emotions about it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
First, I feel that it's not the government's business what I do behind closed doors or whatever. But at the same time, understanding, like you say, the real world, I don't want cameras out there. Like you said, you could be sitting on your porch and your kids do something wrong and, you know, what the parents don't do today, you might have to inflict some old-fashioned discipline. In other words, right-foot therapy, if you know what I'm saying.
And, sure, and a lot of people do that sort of thing. And I think that you bring up an excellent point. And
you get caught doing it. Next thing you know, loving parent is in jail for child abuse.
Right. It's hard to raise a kid when you're in a jail cell. And kids are always are never better off in the hands of the state, in the hands of the foster care system. What could be worse?
But, yeah, you know, it's like, I, you know, and I, like I said, I just tune into you guys, so No, I guess you guys are pretty much libertarian.
Yep, that would be a fair description, yeah. We vary in our levels of libertarianism. I am a free marketeer, while Mark believes in just a little bit of government around.
I'm kind of there with Mark a little bit. Like, yeah. I said, the way I look at it, I understand individual freedoms, but I feel like, for example, I'm an adult. I'm a young man. I'm 40 years old, but still. Mm-hmm. And I pay my dues to this country. I go to work every day, pay my bills. And I can't, some of us feel once you've achieved, you become a senior citizen or whatever, in my opinion, you should have carte blanche in this country. If you're going to pay your dues for the next generation, then the next generation maybe have some obligation. That's my liberalism right there. But as far as your individual freedom, government has no right to tell you what to do, how to live.
I agree with that.
Now, hold on. I want to ask you something. We have proposed on this program that Social Security is in fact a racist program. And let me posit something to you. Who lives longer? Who lives longer, men or women?
Women, technically.
Yeah, they do.
I understand.
Generally, now I'm just talking about statistics here.
Average about 7-8 years.
Yeah. Who lives longer, rich people or poor people?
You know what? That's a good one.
Mostly rich people outlive a lot of rich folks. You can find anomalies in all of it, but statistically, rich people live longer. They're just able to, they're able to afford better medical care. That's the long and the short of it. And who lives longer, black people or white people?
Naturally or in the real world?
In the real world, and here in America.
Here in America, blacks don't live that long.
No, they don't. Black guys seem to be have heart conditions a lot of times, and plus there's some crying issues.
Yeah, that's because of diet and
right.
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes it's hereditary.
Yeah, sometimes. And now, so what you've got is you've got for every one rich white woman out there getting Social Security, you have three poor black men paying her Social Security. Most black men don't live long enough, not most. Fewer black men live long enough to get Social Security than rich white women do.
I think I understand where you're going. Somebody that's, let's say, for example, has a retirement of, let's say, a very well-to-do 401k, and they're like getting $10,000, $20,000 a month or something like that.
I don't think Social Security goes that high.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm talking about if someone that's got that and they're already receiving it.
Their pension.
Pension or something like that. But in my kind of way, I feel even that rich person, if they paid their dues to society and contributed to that tax base that gave us Social Security, then they have a right to it.
I believe that they did pay in. I believe that they should get their money back. Some kind of money
right,
back.
You're
out.
Just pointing
but
out
the government. If you die the day after you quit work, the day after your 65th birthday, it's not like you get to keep your Social Security. It's gone. I don't know if your spouse gets it for some period of time or whatever, but it doesn't go on to your heirs or anything.
Right, it doesn't
if
go
you took
on.
That 15% of your paycheck that goes into Social Security that you pay in, which it's 7.5% that you pay in and 7.5% your employer pays in, but if you take that 15% and you put it away in a bank account someplace,
you die a millionaire.
Right. You can, and then you can give it to your heirs.
Right.
Your children can have
that's
it,
because,
instead of the government getting to keep it.
Well, that's because Social Security isn't actually an investment. It's actually a money redistribution plan where there's no money that's put away for you. The money that's being paid out to Social Security recipients is being taxed today from younger people. And,
the real big problem with Social Security was they haven't let it do what it was supposed to do.
No, the problem, Tim, is you aren't free to make choices for yourself. That's what the problem always is with government mandates. Again, as Mark pointed out, if you were free to keep the money that you earned and invest it in the way that you thought was best, you would do far better than anyone on Social Security simply by putting it in a low-yield bank account. But, Tim, I'm glad you found the show. I think you're going to find a lot to agree and disagree with us and stick with us, and we hope to hear from you again. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line to Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Justin? Hello, Justin. In Maryland?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the NAU.
The North American Union?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I do agree with you about that surveillance thing. I don't agree with that wholeheartedly.
That's good.
I think that's anti-freedom.
I think there are a lot of people listening to our show that are going to be on our side on that one. But go ahead with the NAU, sir. What do you have in mind?
Well, you said yourself that when government expands, it's like a bubble, and eventually it's going to pop. You know, and that's where I see it.
It can't support itself.
Yeah, it can't support itself. All governments who oppress the people will eventually fail.
It's true.
It just happens historically. But has there been any victories against the NAU? I mean,
are you talking about the Amero and that kind of thing?
Yeah, has there been any things to kind of like slow it down?
At this point, there's no evidence of other than a website and a little bit of stuff going on behind the scenes of it happening. I mean, Ron Paul speaks out against it. He says the Congress has never voted on anything to do with it.
Yeah, I don't believe anything has ever come up for a vote at this point.
At this point, it's like a shadowy, scary thing that's off somewhere in the future.
Well, I think it will come sooner than we think, but I don't think it's going to last, and I don't think the people are going to tolerate it. The people know about it. Unlike what happened with the EU, no one knew about it. Well,
I don't know if that's the case. Is that true? No one knew that the EU was coming down the pipe?
I don't think they knew the level that the EU would be.
Well, of course not. Who's going to sit there and read the damn Constitution? I mean, that thing was hundreds of pages long.
Yeah, it's
the same thing with any law that gets passed.
They thought it was an economic agreement to get a single currency, to give them the kind of trading power.
And that's how they'll pull it off here.
California has as much does as much business in the world as France does.
Justin, we'll certainly keep our eyes open, and I'm sure that if something happens that you can take action on, we'll let you know. And thank you for the call. Appreciate your review at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Mark, you had something about the surveillance state here in a few moments. Also, the question that's being asked about the helicopter crash that you won't believe. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site we give away that we do ask you voluntarily support the show by purchasing some products at store.freetalklive.com. Great quality merchandise with Free Talk Live logo emblazoned upon it. See what I mean? Head over to store.freetalklive.com. You know, during the break, Mark, you had suggested that it was a little too late as far as Tim in Detroit was concerned, but you had suggested that we give him the political quiz to take, the
sure.
world's smallest political quiz.
He thinks he's a liberal, likely because he's only been given a couple of choices. He's been
right.
given the choice of liberal, moderate, or conservative. And he says he's not terribly liberal, which leads me to believe that he could, and listening to what he said, that he's very likely going to fall in on the world's smallest political quiz as a libertarian and not a liberal.
Or the world's smallest political quiz was created by the Advocates for Self-Government, and it's a great little 10-question quiz you can give to anybody. They sell them on their website, or you can just point somebody to their website, and they can take it online. And
they have it for PDAs, too. I have one on my little phone, my little...
They've really done a fantastic job on making it easily accessible. But they used to have a URL that linked directly to it, and they don't have that anymore. So we created one during the break. It's quiz.freetalklive.com. It'll take you, it won't take you to our website. It'll take you to the Advocates for Self-Government website, right to the quiz page.
Right in there.
So, in fact, I'm going to test it right now to make sure it works.
Quiz.freetalklive.com.
Correct.
And I would encourage Tim to go ahead and take that quiz now.
Yep, there it is. Quiz.
It's only 10 questions.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll let you know where your current viewpoints are. This doesn't mean you aren't subject to change. You certainly are. The longer you listen to Free Talk Live, there's a good chance you might move up the chart.
Right. He sounded a lot like I did when I first listened to Free Talk Live. Like, I agree on some things, but...
Mixed emotions.
Yeah, very mixed emotions. So I encourage him to listen more, and I'm sure that if he does... Hey, there's a good chance he will change.
Indeed, mm-hmm. indeed. All right, so Mark, let's jump into your email here. You had something in regards to the surveillance state. We were talking earlier about how the vast majority of Americans, 71% of Americans, support increased government surveillance of public places. I find it very frightening. Go ahead with your email.
Steve has an email, and I know that it's going to upset you greatly, but I think it's insightful and interesting. Steve says, hey, guys. We've discussed state surveillance in a couple of recent episodes. You've discussed state surveillance in a couple of recent episodes. Cameras, airport, etc. I want to suggest two ways in which increased surveillance might be useful towards the libertarian cause in a pragmatic, if not a principled way. First, imagine how altercations...
Increased surveillance by government.
Correct.
Okay.
First, imagine how altercations with the police would change in a total surveillance state. I don't think that I really need to finish this thought. The implications would be obvious. Police misconduct depends on secrecy, and their words and their word against yours, cameras eliminate this.
That's true.
So cameras might be beneficial in some ways to, you know, keep cops from kicking people's butts.
All right, assuming that we're allowed to watch all the cameras and get all access to all the tapes.
It's going to take a significantly larger level of cover up. Like now, if I'm a cop and somebody accuses another cop of beating somebody up, I just say didn't happen, couldn't happen, not one of my guys, wouldn't happen.
Right.
Whereas if I'm confronted with the tape. And then I have to decide illegally not to give it over to the defense or the prosecution or whomever. That's a different level of involvement. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it wouldn't happen. It certainly does happen today. But there are good people in, good people trying to do their best inside the these police departments that would just sort of they give the nod to the guys on their side.
I see where the guy's coming from, but it's not something I'm willing to trade. I'm not willing to trade my privacy for the chance that some bad cops might get caught.
He's not saying that we should either. It's just what could happen.
Okay.
The words might, could, those kind of things show up a lot in here. Second, I think a lot of petty crimes are tolerable only because enforcement is so random and rare. Take the number one criminal violation in America, speeding. If technology could be used to bust every speeder every time, most people would stop speeding because speed limits right now are artificially low. Universal compliance with the law would cause massive traffic problems and the public would revolt and demand higher legal speed limits. And the state could no longer use speeding laws to raise revenue. 100% enforcement would mean 100% in compliance, and they would lose major source of revenue from speeding tickets, or at least 99% compliance.
Okay.
And that's kind of interesting, insightful.
Which may be why you won't ever see anything like that, as far as speeding cameras everywhere. You may not see that.
Could be. Third, if some machines wanted to examine me at the airport and record every minutia related to my body functions and or possessions, but could do it instantly, I would trade that for the current procedure any day. I really don't care what they know or see on me. I have nothing to hide. I do care about being made to wait. And this is what a lot of people care about. This is their major issue with the TSA. But if you hold the opposite view, you can take some solace in one thing. The government does not want machines to replace TSA agents because the TSA agents is largely a job program anyway.
That's a good point. It's a bureaucracy like any other, and their incentive is to grow, not contract.
Yep. So, just some thoughts on the whole 1984.
Not very persuasive to me. I understand.
We're not trying to persuade you that cameras are a good idea, Ian.
Right.
I don't think anybody, including Steve, would say, yes, please give us cameras.
I appreciate he's trying to look on the bright side and everything, but no thanks.
You know, what he said about speeding cameras, if we put them everywhere, eventually everyone would be caught speeding because pretty much everyone speeds. That's very true of a lot of crimes in general. I know on Free Minds TV a couple weeks back we covered a story that said more than 60% of all people admit to some sort of petty crimes that they could go to jail for. Meaning that if everyone who...
Like smoking a joint?
Yeah, something like that, smoking a joint, something illegal that they could go to jail for. If all those people were caught on tape and caught and put in jail for it, that means 60% of people would be in jail. And the rest being paid for by the additional 40%,
well,
I think that the...
Petty crimes would probably
there.
Be fines, tickets, that kind of thing anyway.
That's true.
Could be.
The system inevitably, once it gets too top-heavy, can't sustain itself.
Right.
There's no doubt about it.
I think the worst thing about the cameras is that it just cows the American people a little bit more. When the government fears the people, there's liberty. And when the people fear their government, it's tyranny.
Right.
And
forget who that's a paraphrase.
I don't know who it is, but when the government has all those cameras, who's scared of who?
I know that I would not feel very free walking down streets where I knew that some government bureaucrat could be monitoring my every move. Would
and
not make
I,
me feel
and having
free.
To
would,
pay for it.
I would feel like a kept hamster or something like that, like someone's little pet. 800-259-9231. Here is the question that I just couldn't believe was actually being asked. I suppose it makes sense, though, in this day and age of socialist indoctrination in government schools. The question was, and it was the headline of this story from ABC News, is Chase suspect responsible for copter crash deaths? How anyone could even ask that question is completely beyond me. In case you don't know, earlier this week, there was a high-speed car chase and in Phoenix, Arizona, and news helicopters, were following the situation. They collided with one another and crashed, and four people died.
In that instance, it's definitely not the suspect's fault.
Yeah, but the cops are actually suggesting it might be.
Well, that's because they generally try to take all collateral damage and ascribe it to the criminal. But in this case, the newsmen were doing what the newsmen did because that's what they wanted to do.
Right.
It wasn't their job. It wasn't a reasonable, foreseeable thing that could happen that the criminal would know about. Whereas, what about if the police are giving chase and one of them gets into an accident and dies?
They don't have to give chase. In fact, there are some police departments around the country that I think rightfully are implementing a no-chase policy.
Yeah, because, that makes a lot of sense, too.
Right, because it's not worth it to chase after some common criminal when their officers could get killed in the process.
Or other innocent people. I
that
mean,
too.
Especially if you're doing it in a place with a highly populated area or in some kind of a city. They're crashing into other people, killing innocent bystanders. You know, the headline of this story... the police could be just as culpable as the criminals for getting
exactly.
chased. I mean, what's the difference?
I don't have a... There is no chase unless the police chase.
Right.
If that suspect drives off, he'll realize the police aren't behind him. He's like, oh, they're not chasing
me. What about a bank robbery? I mean, I don't know what the instance was with this criminal, what mm-hmm. they were doing. But what if that person robs a bank? What if they murdered somebody? What if they murdered your Julia?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them to say, oh, well, I got their license plate number, and when it shows up, we'll be sure to let you know.
Look, the fact is, these police chases result in property damage. They result in people, innocent people dying. The last thing I would want is somebody else, some innocent folks on the road dying as a result of a police officer losing control of his vehicle or the suspect losing control of his vehicle and increasing the body count. No, thank you.
You know, I think that the majority of the time they're not chasing after murderers or
no, absolutely
criminals.
Would agree with you there. I think that the majority of the crimes being committed are drug crimes, which I would legalize just across the board.
Or people just getting scared and not pulling over. If you've ever watched Cops before, any of their high speed
But why
chases,
are they getting scared and not pulling over?
Some of them, they don't have a driver's
drug
license.
Drug warrants.
Drug warrants. Whatever it is, it's usually not murder that they get chased for.
I just thought it was amazing that that question even made it into a news article, that someone was even asking that question, that the guy who was in the chase could possibly be responsible for those who decided to give chase for their choices and their actions. Hour number two is on the way. Vegan sexuals. What's that? We'll find out.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...